Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and it is a beautiful sunny day here in Columbus, Ohio, so I hope you are enjoying wherever you are located as much as I am enjoying today. A couple of shout-outs that I want to give to the audience about the last week and things that have just been kind of going on in our local community as well as for myself. Recently started really partnering up with my friend Sharon Gordon. She has been the woman in business and founder of Urban Trendsetters Magazine for the last 10 years. And she's gotten the distinguished honor of one of the premier media, journalists and publishers for the Black Enterprise Magazine Convention that is coming to Columbus. That is huge for our minority community. And from May 12th to the 18th will be Diversity Week here in Columbus. So there's a lot going on. It's a great opportunity to reach the urban and minority market here, expand your business, and increase your sales and exposure to a great and fabulous audience. So if that's something you're interested in, Urban Trendsetters Magazine, please just send me an email to heatherltapia@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to get you more information. You can also find us on Facebook. We've got a fabulous guest today. Our show is going to be focused on wellness and beauty and natural healing methods, and that is something that's near and dear to my heart, absolutely. So I'm very excited to have our guest, Tokisha Mosaic Stevens, calling in from Nazaru. I'm going to say it right, but Mosaic, are you on the line with us? Can you hear us? Just push one if you are able to hear us on the show, and that, or hang up and call back in so we can get you live on the air with everyone, because we don't want to not have our fabulous guest on. She's only got a half-hour break for lunch, so we want to honor her time and, get her on the air. Mosaic, can you hear us? Well, go ahead and hang back up and call back in, and we'll get you on the air shortly. Got a couple other announcements that I wanted to make. As an offshoot of International Women's Day, which is March 8th every year, Purpose for Women International just put on the 102nd celebration of that event. And I had an honorable mention, Hina Hazarat from Pakistan, an amazing woman, fresh in college, has been doing philanthropy work and healing and, promoting, clearing, boundaries and empowering women since she was 6 years old, excuse me, and she stayed in contact with me, which is great, and she sent me an email through Gmail today, and she's got a new program that she's inspired with a friend of hers. It's a friendship program to bridge the political and negative emotions and feelings between Pakistan, her home country, and India, where her friend lives. And so we've posted that website on our fan page, on Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page on Facebook. You can also visit parindayipf.webs.com. So that's P as in Paul, A-R-I-N, D as in David, A-Y, I as in Igloo, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, .webs, W-E-B as in boy, S as in Sam.com. And check it out, what she's doing across the world to dispel fear and anger and war and empower women and empower cultures to co-create and work together. And I am so amazed and grateful to be connected with her through the work that we do. Mosaic, are you able to speak with us now? I am not sure why it is not working. Did you push one when it says to speak to the host? So when you call in, it gives you a prompt for our listeners out there. And the number to call in is 646-595-3440. And when it asks you, you can either just listen on that line or you can push one and speak to a host. So it looks like Mosaic's going to try another time to call back in. She's going to be giving us some amazing wellness tips about the use of shea butter, which is her main resource for the beauty products and wellness products that she creates with her business. And she has graciously agreed to be a guest columnist, a contributing author, on my Examiner.com Women in Business section of the Examiner. So she's wrote a little bit about the benefits of using shea butter in your beauty regime and as a wellness resource. So while I figure out some technical difficulties and get back to the studio here, I'm going to see if we can't pull her on the air. So I'm going to play a quick commercial from one of our advertisers, Dawn of the New Era.
I am Dawn of the New Era, intuitive healer and seer.
Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com.
Okay, we're back on the air, and again, thanks so much for tuning in. We really want to know what you as a listener are interested in learning about on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We usually get about 500 to 900 downloads a week. We're incorporating a new strategy to help you make a more educated decision on what guests you want to listen to. And so in order to do that, we've been integrating in more of our video marketing commercials as well as our Examiner columns. So you'll be able to read an interview about the guest, see the video promo for them a few days in advance of being live on the air. Mosaic, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yay! We did
Yay.
It!
What was going on? I'm like,
it's
happening.
Okay, it's called technology. Well, please introduce yourself and your company name, because I think I hacked it this earlier when I introduced you.
It's a weird name.
I had it in my head, but for some reason it's not coming out of my mouth. So please introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My name is Mosaic, and I'm the owner of Nzuri Watu Beauty and Wellness. Right now we make bath and body products that are primarily natural, and also other herbal things that we're getting into now. I've been doing this probably since about, it's been like 3 to 4 years now. So it started out as a hobby, just making stuff for myself, for my skin and my hair when I went natural, and then it turned into everybody wanting me to make them something, which is good to a business, which I really appreciate.
We are so grateful to have you on the show today, and even more grateful to have you as a contributing author to our Women in Business section of the Columbus Examiner online magazine. I think that's going to be a real exciting opportunity, not just for you as a woman in business, but for the readers. And I think being able to do our – I've kind of tagged it, and we can change it, but I like to call it the Mosaic Wellness Moment,
okay,
or the Mosaic Beauty Moment, because – it is all about you and your study and science of aromatherapy and shea butter and healing and wellness. And, you know, you're always an expert in your field, and you're going to be sharing information with us. That's something that I'm very passionate about, and it's great for me because I don't always have the time to share the information or do the research. So you can call in every week and share your Mosaic Moment, or like I would tell the audience, we're going to be referring to your weekly column in the Examiner. So we're super excited to have you on here. And, you know, tell us about what You know, one of the main things we do here on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is inspire other individuals to monetize their passion. So I think it's really important because that can be a fearful place when you have a great idea to launch that business. So let's talk a little bit about your personal journey. And, you know, you shared that you were doing it for yourself and then people started wanting it. Still, a lot of people consider that a hobby, or they just make it for their friends and they don't charge money. When did you know that this was going to be part of your life path direction and a business you wanted to create and follow?
It kind of happened like when you go natural as an African American woman. If you go from having relaxed hair most of your life to your natural hair in your adult life, it's like a shock. And so me going natural was kind of like the catalyst to starting me to look into all these other natural things. So not only was like my hair is going natural, I'm trying to research products, and then I started researching all the natural things that work for my hair, and then it goes into your the way you eat. You want to eat natural foods now. You want to make sure everything you put on your body is natural, because when you start researching the things that, you know, for natural, just go natural period in your household, you're like, wow, we put all this stuff on our skin and our body. And it was just like, you know, this could really, you know, help other people, and you can, you know, somewhat make money off of it too. My philosophy, like people say, well, your Shredder is so inexpensive. And it's like, because, well, I get it inexpensively. Why should I have to rob you? That's what I feel like. To make a profit, and I'm still making a profit off my shea butter at the price that I do sell it, and not, you know, rob the people of paying $15 for just a small amount of shea butter when you can get it easily for $5 and it's more economically affordable for all people to get it, not just for people who have, you know, more money.
Well, and I think that you bring up a good point. The hardest part in coaching a business owner or a service provider, a massage therapist, holistic practitioner, is a price break. And everyone always struggles with this, unless it's something that's a hard cost where you're, you know, you know that your food costs are this or your liquid costs are this, and you increase it a little bit. But when you're doing something that's from the heart and of love, and, yeah, you have hard costs because you have ingredients. But, you know, packaging and marketing is what increases the cost on all beauty products. It's all about marketing and the law and attraction. So, you know, what you're describing is, you know, you're doing what we call a meets demand. And as you grow, your packaging will increase and your prices might go up. But the quality of what you're providing doesn't detract. In fact, I know with what you have planned, your quality is just going to improve. And you're going to have more products and more offers and more variety. So I know you've only got about 15 minutes left. So what do you want to tell the audience about some of the reasons why they should use shea butter in their wellness and beauty regime?
Well, shea butter is just like, it's like the holy grail of moisturizer. At some points, like shea butter is good. Anybody can use it, no matter if you have sensitive skin, dry skin, perfect skin, whatever. Shea butter is good to use from head to toe. As far as me and my skin, I have eczema, like mildly on my face, and certain, like I get little patches on my face all the time. So it's even gentle enough to use on my face for everyday use. Now, most people say, well, I can't use shea butter. It's too thick. It's too this. It's too that. The thing with using shea butter is the amount that you use. You don't have to use a lot to go. It goes a long way, so it spreads a lot. So most time when we buy products, we don't read directions or anything on the back of it unless you're just conscious about, you know, the type of things that are in your product. But we usually just stick our hand in it and use it. Oh, it smells good. Oh, this smells good. And they're like, oh, it's too greasy. Well, you probably put too much on. And it's just about, you know, using it in moderation, learning how to use the product properly to get the best benefit from it. Shea butter is great for people who have eczema, psoriasis. You put it on, it can help soothe, you know, red inflamed skin, chafed skin, from the eczema on your skin. Like you sometimes people deal with chafing in their joints. So in the between their arm and their elbows, behind the back of their knees. Those are areas where people have problems with eczema a lot, on their arms. And when you use the eczema, the shea butter on the eczema, it will improve the quality of the skin. And it may not happen right away, but you have to consistently use it to get the effects that you are looking for. So that's just one of the main reasons why I love shea butter so much, is because it does so much for the skin. It's full of vitamin E. It's a natural sunblock. So you can use it on your skin and you have protection from the sun. It has like a UV rating of about 5 or 6, which is pretty good for just something natural. You don't have to go buy like a sunscreen from a store. And it just protects your skin. It replenishes the skin cells. It absorbs right into your skin, so it doesn't leave your skin feeling greasy or anything like that, like when you use lotion or other Vaseline. Petroleum products sit on top of your skin, and they do not absorb into the skin. So that's why you always have to constantly apply lotion to your hands after you used it, and you probably wash your hands and you have to constantly put on lotion. You're like, I'm always, my hands are dry. Is because you're not really getting the best results from the lotion, because it doesn't absorb into the skin to help dry it, to moisturize it from the inside as well as the outside.
And I just posted on your fan page, so why don't you tell the audience, the name of your company, how to spell it, and then we're going to say, go to facebook.com/.
Okay, Nzuri Watu. Yeah, Nzuri Watu is spelled N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, U-R-I, and then the second word is Watu, W-A-T-U as an umbrella, beauty and wellness. Now, on my Facebook page, you would go to facebook.com/ Nzuri Watu. And you can like my page there. It also has a link to my website, which is also Nzuri Watu Beauty, NzuriWatuBeauty.com. Right now the website is under construction, but if you would like to subscribe to any updates or anything when the website goes live, you can also subscribe on our contact us page there.
And I'm trying to get over this cold. I've been drinking garlic soup for last night and today, and it's almost gone, which is another
eucalyptus.
Well, I have some. Well, you can't drink eucalyptus, or can you?
Yeah, you can. You could take eucalyptus, boil some, when I boil, what is it, warm up some water, take loose eucalyptus leaves, and let it sit overnight. And you would drain it so you get the leaves out, and then drink the herbal tincture.
Now tell me where I would get the eucalyptus leaves, because I just bought some eucalyptus oil. To help with just the smell of the house, and I read that it actually purifies the air. So.
It does. Yes. So eucalyptus, when you drink it, it's an expectorant, so it helps get rid of mucus. So you can find eucalyptus leaves at a Whole Foods, or you can go to the Clingville Market. Support the local places. They have all herbs and spices in bulk, so you can buy as much as you want or as little as you need. And they also have those little tea bags, the little Muslim tea bags that you can put the leaves in, so you don't have to drain the water. You just put it in a tea bag, and it just sits in there to brew like a little tea bag.
Well, we have so much to talk about, and what I was just about to share is, Mosaic has graciously agreed to be one of our guest contributing authors to our Women in Business section of the Columbus Examiner. So every week we're going to have a Mosaic beauty and wellness moment. We got two today. We got to learn about shea butter. I'm getting some help with, what to do with my eucalyptus. And, I know that we're all struggling to figure out our path. We're all worried about where we're going to get money and how we're going to pay the bills. And I wanted to share with you that once you are in the flow of being in the moment, and you identify and let go of the fear. And we had a gathering on Monday that I was so grateful to speak at about my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance. And Jay, that's leading the meeting and the church and the gathering, really helped me look at some things. And She called fear a mechanism. So we look at fear or emotions as a mechanical function. What you can turn on and then you can turn off, that you could take apart, that you could put back together, that you could put back together a different way. You are completely the diviner of your destiny and your reality, the co-creator. And, you know, I just want to say I've been bummed. I'm in this beautiful condo on the east side. I've been here 2 weeks. And my cat, the first day, you know, I decided as an idiot to cook microwave popcorn on the stove because I don't have a microwave. And I really wanted some popcorn in my new place. And everything got smoky, so I opened up the doors and I forgot I didn't have a screen in the back porch. And Jigsy ran away, my black kitty. And I didn't. It's been 2 weeks. This cat has been gone two weeks, and I thought, she's not coming back. She's doing her thing out there, and I really missed her. And so we've been doing a lot of processing and healing and releasing, which I've been sharing on the show. And I'm walking the dogs today, and I woke up this morning knowing that my cat was coming back today. I woke up. It was in my consciousness, and I'm like, Dixie's coming back. It's a beautiful day. And I wasn't even really awake yet. And I had the same thing happen on Saturday. You're getting a queen-size mattress and a $10 bikini for Florida because I'm going to Florida on Friday. And I got both those things on Saturday without any effort, a little bit of effort. I had to look up. I Googled $10 bikini online. I had to walk my dogs and see my neighbors were throwing out a brand new queen-size mattress and box springs. And I had to put it in a truck and get it up the stairs. Well, I didn't do it. I had people do it. But that was the action behind my desire. And then today, the same thing. It was just like, Dixie's coming back. It's a beautiful day. And I did my yoga, and I set that intention, and I'm walking my dog, and I hear a meow. I thought it was a bird because I'm yapping on the phone. And then I'm walking the dogs, and I'm yapping. And then she's like, meow, meow, meow. And I turn around, and she's chasing me down the trail behind my house, chasing me.
Aww.
I'm like, I got a ghost, my kitty cat, like chasing me. It was so awesome. So I'm like, okay, dogs, don't run away, because my dogs were walking themselves. And I'm picking up the kitty, and I'm trying to, like, gather the dogs to get back in the house so I can bring her in. She's so skinny. And she's been gone 2 weeks. Like, she left 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday, Wednesday night. And how beautiful is that? So it was so great. So she's eating. Yeah. She's sleeping. She's happy. And so I want the audience to know that, absolutely, your dreams can become a reality. She's going to say hi real quick. Cause she...
Can you say
hi? I don't know if you can hear her. She's like, her eyes are shut. She's like so wore out.
That is awesome. Our pets are important. I know my dog is important, but if I lost my dog, my mom already knows. You might as well call the FBI. It's about to be a search party. We have to find baby.
I hear you.
But I don't think my dog's going anywhere. He likes to eat too much.
Oh, and how is your dog feeling, by the way?
He's feeling a little better today. He kind of slept in the bed all day today, so I think he's just resting. But he's getting older, too, so that, you know, so I just have to watch what he eats and to keep his belly. Now it's springtime, so now I'm worried because for the last 2 years he's been breaking out in hives. So I have
neem oil works, doesn't it?
I bought some Benadryl for him, and that makes it like kind of like break him out even more. And we have to go through a whole overnight session of him itching, and he wakes up everybody in the house because he can't stop itching, and so and he's like going crazy.
And big dogs make loud puppy noises, right?
Yeah, baby. Actually, he doesn't, like, he does when he's, like, left outside. He doesn't like to be outside by himself. But then, like, he will get in the bed and start nudging you, like, waking you up, like, I can't stop itching. Please rub me or something. So I'm praying that he does not break out in hives this year because it's always annoying. He wakes you up. It's like you do not sleep because he won't let you because he's rubbing up against everything.
Well, Jason's got a little cold because she was out there during all our stupid snow. I was like, no.
Oh, poor kitty.
She's good. She's walking around. She doesn't have any bite marks or coyotes didn't get her. And, you know, so we're all good and happy. And, you know, so there are a lot of homeopathic and natural remedies for animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you'll be sharing some of that information. I'm looking forward to getting Angel Woods of paws, claws, hooves, and fins, something of that order, and Creature Comforts to also be a contributing author for our show because they help with behavioral healing and training. They're going to be training my dogs to be able to manage going up and down the stairs in my new condo so I can go sleep on my new queen mattress that's upstairs with my animals. And so, you know, we're going to have a lot of good wellness tips. And, you know, Mosaic, as a woman in business, if you had to give some advice or a statement, what would you say to the audience today?
I would say stick to your dreams. Don't let anybody deter you away. It's scary. It is. It's like, where am I going to get the money for this? Where am I going to do that? But all it takes is that one step that you make to get rid of the fear. Because I still have fears. I'd be like, okay, I don't know. This is unsafe. I like to calculate things. But some things you just have to just go for it and just do it. I mean, long as you do it within means and within reason and you love to do it, who cares what anybody says? It's your life. Do what you need to do to take care of the business so you can live your dream.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a community. We support each other. You have a wonderful, you know, support system that I've now been brought into and connecting with these beautiful, amazing women.
Yes,
and
shout out to Jay, Freedom, Agape, all of
those.
Then you know, truth be told, Agape and Freedom, those two people have brought me so much out of a box, out of a shell, like far as just being confident in certain things. It's like, who gonna stop you? It's like to hear and just to watch because I see how they operate and the things that they do. Like Agape's been across, you know, to different countries, like with her fashion and everything like that. Freedom. She's free. That's just her, you know. She's free from them. That's her thing. And Jay, she's just, you know, whatever it is, that's what Jay is. Jay is just awesome. She's just an awesome person all the way around. Always can bring a smile to your face. It's always just, you know, there's not that they don't have problems or anything like that, but they know how to get through them and how to move forward even with their problems. And that's inspiring to see other women who have the same desires and dreams as you do to be business owners or be practice wellness and actually move into their, you know, their destiny.
And we can co-create. We are the divine essence of creation, divine feminine. And together we literally move mountains. And it's a time of co-creation and support and nurture. And that's absolutely what I needed on Monday. Absolutely what I knew that I was going there to facilitate wisdom and lead meditation and talk about the five steps to abundance. But I also knew that my cup was empty, absolutely empty. I had enough energy, and I could certainly give it out, but I knew I was going to walk out of that space with my cup overflowing again, which is my natural state of being. And my human side was getting to me, you know, like, and today there's no anger, there's no rage, there's no fear. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, and I got my kitty back. So it's so awesome.
Yay.
There's so much more that we can do
to
help people. Yeah. Well, what else do you – tell us how we can find you again. What's your website?
You can find me again at www.missouriwatubeauty.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/ Missouri Watu. And you can also find me on Twitter at Missouri Watu Beauty. So I will
thank
look forward
you,
to
Mosaic,
to you
for your
soon.
Wellness and beauty moment, and we look forward to learning more on a weekly basis from you. Have a good day.
You Take too. Care. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, thanks so much again. And, you know, we've got some other fabulous healers and hosts on our With Insights radio station. Jenny Seek does a Tuesday night inner voice intuitive hour, and so she's another beautiful person to connect with. So I wanted to give a shout-out to her real quick. I'm helping her with some video promotions for her event. So we're going to have those out for you to look at. But here is a little bit about Jenny Seek and her show on With Insights Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com.
Radio.com and withinsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
So that is an insight into our With Insights channel. Monday nights at 6 p.m., we have With Insights Radio with Iggy Garcia, the founder of our station, and my lodge brother of the Namenha, and his sister Rosa Bell. And we're always looking for fabulous guests on all of our shows to interview to inspire others and help with, supporting other fabulous business owners grow and monetize their success. Purpose for Women International is a nonprofit I created to support nonprofits in their success. And we'll be hosting and doing some creative events and travel. And it's just going to be a really miraculous next couple of months, I can tell, and a lot of fun to be had. One thing that I found out about as a healing tool is called a yoni egg. It's Y-O-N-I. And my friend Dawn of the New Era, told me about it yesterday, and I thought I would give it a try because I collect crystals and spheres, and I have a bunch of eggs. And so healing properties of crystals can help clear the energy of yourself, of the people that are around you, of your space. We talked a lot about that with Maraline last week, briefly about, the healing energies of what was transitioning with the moon and checking on inner guidance and wisdom and so forth. So, there's still a lot to be said about natural and healing and homeopathic remedies. And, there is a lot of access to information out there. But what my best advice in figuring out what to choose is really just follow your intuition and your gut. Do a lot of research, read labels, talk to people that have utilized the products, and try them for yourself and see how you respond, because everybody is absolutely going to respond differently. We're all energetic beings, but we respond to our energies in a different and unique way. And, through that, it's important that it's your own journey of self-discovery and healing. So Y-O-N-I egg, yoni egg, look it up. I got to work with Lapis Lazuli last night. And it is a stone of healing and clearing and really kind of an impetus or catalyst for other stones to work with you. So I'm going to do some energy work with sodalite a little bit later. And, I'm just grateful again for today. That's really all I wanted to discuss. We had a fabulous guest. And, again, please go to our Facebook fan page. Tell us what you're looking for. Share our shows and downloads with other people. But most importantly, it's an absolute beautiful day. So you can download us and take us with us on your iPad, iPhone, listen live on Facebook, and share this wisdom and let us know that you like it. You can email me directly at heatherltapia@gmail.com. Another thing that I wanted to let you know is my birthday is April 17th, and we are going to be on the air April 17th, so I'm looking forward to putting together a cool birthday show, many of my friends and guests as possible, to really celebrate the moment. And with that in mind, I have decided to give anyone that wants to a free copy of my 5 Steps to Abundance book. So if you're interested, you can go to theabundancebook.webs.com and click on the link and order it. You can go to getpublishedtoday.info, click on register tab, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll send you a copy of that book. Or you can email me at heatherltapia@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you a copy, because this is information that is going to help you, guide you to create and co-create the reality you want, just like I experienced today. Woke up with the knowing that I was going to reconnect with my cat. And it, because I was in the fading of waking up, it dissipated kind of in the back of my mind. And here she comes running out of the woods, and she's been gone for 2 weeks. So what a wonderful, wonderful experience. Thanks again for tuning in. We're so grateful to be connected with you, and we look forward to learning more about you and what you're interested in. So thanks again for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much for tuning in.